like the apostles in the boat, we are on a journey to the other side. And on that journey, the wind can be strong, sea can be rough, the going can be very difficult. And Jesus is the one who comes to us. He walks into the storms and the struggles and the sufferings of our lives, into the fears that we experience. And he says to us, "It is I, do not be afraid." So let's just close our eyes for a few moments and think of Jesus coming to us in this present reality of our lives. We ask Jesus to take hold of our lives, to lay his hands upon us, so that we may experience the blessing that we need right now, the blessing that he has reserved for us for this very moment. We ask you, Jesus, to lay your hands gently and powerfully upon us. Let their touch bring your healing, your forgiveness, your peace. Just imagine the hands of Jesus laid upon your head in blessing. We feel the touch of those sacred hands, the hands that have the power to heal, to transform, to restore. We ask you, Jesus, first of all, to let the light of your grace, the grace that flows from your hands, let it enter into our minds and all of our thoughts, so that our thoughts may be enlightened by your grace, that all negative, pessimistic thoughts may be transformed into positive thoughts, that we may learn to think as you think, to understand as you understand, to will as you will. Let there be light where there is darkness, a light that no darkness can overcome. We ask you, Jesus, to let the light of your grace flow into our memories, those memories of the past that still have the power to hurt us in the present. You are Lord over our past. You are Lord over our memories. We ask you to bring healing to those difficult memories and to give us the grace to hand them over to you completely. So if there are any memories of the past that still affect your present negatively, just in some way hand the memories to Jesus without getting involved in the memory. Just give it to Jesus so that he may bring calm and peace and healing and justice to the hurt done to us in our past. We ask you, Jesus, to give us the grace to be truly free of the past, to be free in the present, and to move forward in hope. Give us the grace to forgive and to let go so that we may be free. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. And so, Lord Jesus, let the grace of that love flow into our hearts, filling our hearts to overflowing with that love that overcomes all things. May our hearts be filled with the abundance of your love. Let your love heal the fear that is within us. Heal our anxiety. Heal our depression. Heal our addictions. Heal our despair. Heal those areas of our heart that are wounded. Heal our grief. The word says, I will console you and give gladness for grief. Heal our unforgiveness and our resentments. Heal our desire and our need for revenge. Heal our hatred. Heal our feelings of dislike for others. Heal what is critical within our hearts. Heal our desire to kill. Heal our lust heal everything that is in need of healing, that needs to be transformed by the power, the infinite power of your love. So just we empty our hearts of everything that is negative so that we may be simply filled with the light, with the beauty, with the wonder of love. We ask you, Jesus, to let the radiance of your grace, the light of your grace and mercy flow into our souls. Pour into our souls the radiance of your presence, taking from us all shades of darkness, healing the sins that mark and scar our soul, sins that we are unable to overcome ourselves. Cleanse and heal so that we may be truly radiant with the radiance of mercy, the radiance of love, the radiance of your peace. We ask you, Jesus, to touch the areas of our bodies where we suffer, where we are in pain, where we are sick. You know, and we know how our bodies are in need. So with the transfigured wounds of the resurrection, lay your hands upon the areas of suffering in our bodies, so that what is wounded within us, upon us, if it be your will, that it be healed. And if it be your will that what we suffer be transformed as your own wounds are transformed by the grace of the resurrection. We thank you, Jesus, that you come into our lives as Lord and Saviour, as our brother. And we ask you now in the grace of the Holy Spirit to present everything into the heart of the Father. And repeat these words of the prophet Jeremiah. Repeat them after me. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace. Let them bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. You were sent to heal the brokenhearted. You were sent to give sight to the blind. You desire to heal all our illness. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace. Let them bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.